Hey everybody, it's Brad Williams and Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Today's episode is brought to you by White Cloud e-cigarettes.
We're not saying you should start smoking, but if you already do, awesome. And if you've ever wanted to try an e-cigarette, these are the ones to go with. White Cloud e-cigarettes offers over 20 flavors. That's almost as many as Baskin-Robbins. 20 flavors and 6 nicotine strengths. It's cheaper than other e-cigarettes that you'll see at convenience stores and with much more variety. White Cloud e-cigarettes sponsors comedians. They've been doing it for over 2 years now. They've also sponsored comedy festivals like the Boston Comedy Festival and the Orlando Indie Comedy Festival. If you've ever been curious about trying an e-cigarette, I have. Well, the Fling is the low-cost, no-commitment way to do so. And the Fling offers same-day UPS shipping on orders before 6 p.m. Eastern.
But is there a website?
Customers can go to WCESigs.com. That's WCESigs.com.
But we want to make sure our listeners get them for cheap. So is there a coupon code?
To get 25% off of the order, use the coupon code ALNPODCAST. That's ALNPODCAST at WCESigs.com to get your White Cloud e-cigarettes today. And now, enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray.
Hi-ho!
Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Another bonus episode, baby. We are really enjoying putting out a couple episodes a week. You guys have been responding to it really well. I appreciate all the fan mail and Twitter love. Keep doing that. It's really awesome that we're getting really stockpiling a lot of episodes recently, and it's been fun to put out more than one a week. Thanks for all the love on the Mark Summers episode. That, as you know, was just a huge treat for Brad and I. And if you haven't heard it yet, go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com. It's the most recent episode. Subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, the podcast app on your Android or iPhone, and check that episode out. It's 90 minutes of Double Dare, stand-up comedy stories, fighting with Burt Reynolds, dealing with OCD. Just an incredible interview with a guy that's been in the business 40-plus years, and he couldn't have jumped in and been more of a hilarious interview. So check that out. Today's bonus episode, one of my favorites. This guy I've been friends with. We both started stand-up around the same time. He's a hilarious dude, a great comic, a really incredible actor, and probably one of the fucking best-looking dudes in comedy, and everybody knows it. His name is Brady Matthews, and he is here today for the first time on the About Last Night podcast with some of the funniest stories from high school that you'll ever hear. Brady's just got an incredible journey. He, you know, from being a super nerdy, geeked out, braces, glasses guy, he tells us about the day he finally, you know, he got picked on a lot, and the day he finally defended himself and kind of turned over a new leaf, and the fight that ensued is an incredible story. Moving to Chicago and starting anew, and the party stories that this motherfucker, I thought I have lived a pretty crazy life. Brady Matthews has fucking partied, and these stories are going to make you wish you could go back in a time machine and relive some of these days with him. And then Brady also takes us down his journey of getting into comedy in Second City in Chicago, growing up around Michael Jordan, and auditioning for Saturday Night Live. Brady auditioned for Saturday Night Live last year. He's a really great impressionist, and he got to go, you know, test in front of Lorne Michaels at Rockefeller Center. And that whole story is just an incredible experience that it was cool to hear the journey of that and also hear him reflect on that because, you know, that's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You're really going to love this episode. Don't want to waste any more time. Follow Brady on Twitter at BradyMatthews13. Follow me on Twitter at AdamRayComedy. Follow Brad on Twitter at FunnyBrad. You can see me next weekend, Vancouver, B.C. I'll be at the Comedy Mix May 21st. Through the 23rd at the Comedy Mix in Vancouver, BC. Get your tickets at comedymix.com. I will also be at the Scottsdale Laugh Factory in Scottsdale, Arizona, June 25th through the 28th. Get your tickets at laughfactory.com. And, of course, the Parlor Live, my home club in Bellevue, Washington, July 9th through the 11th. You know, all around L.A., Laugh Factory, Comedy Store, Improv. Check AdamRayTV.com for all my dates. Brad Williams. Well, this weekend he's going to be, you know it, you love it, Columbus, Ohio. Brad Williams, the Funny Bone, he's coming to you. A great club out there. Columbus, Ohio, Funny Bone, Brad Williams, May 21st through the 24th. Get your tickets at funnybone.com. And of course, if you haven't checked out Brad Williams' Showtime special, Fun Size, go back, DVR it. He posted the re-air dates of his special on his Instagram account, Brad Williams Comic. Follow him on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at AdamRay33. But you got to check out Fun Size, Brad's special. He crushed it. He got such an amazing response, and it was so rad, dude. That's a big deal to get an hour special, and Brad crushed it. The response has been insane. He got so many big names to tweet it for him. And I'll let him tell you pretty soon some cool news that's come from that. But check that out. And, of course, check out estoymerchandise.com, estoymerchandise.com. We just had Roni and the Quave shirts made. I fucking can't wait for these to be up. They'll be up in the next couple days, and we will talk about it. But go to estoymerchandise.com to get your ABL and shirts and mugs. And in a couple days, Roni and the Quave shirts, which, of course, derived from the Andrew Santino ABLN episode where I was telling the Beefaroni story and had the Freudian slip and said Roni and the Quave, and fucking, you know, hilarity ensued, and t-shirts have now have come out of that, and they're incredible. So I've got a friend in Indiana who designed them, and she crushed it. And of course, subscribe on iTunes. Take 2 seconds, give us a 5-star rating, and comment on the iTunes page. Say you love the podcast, you need it, you want it, you love it. Takes 2 seconds, helps us climb the charts. And keep listening. Tell your friends and family, subscribe to the podcast. Tell them about the past guests we've had: Melissa McCarthy, Dana Carvey, Saget Nealon, Mark Summers, Lisa Kudrow. Coming up, we've got Jason Alexander, we've got Henry Winkler, we've got Jeff Garland, Billy Gardell, Nick Swartzen next week. Jaleel White's coming back for a third time. But now that we got all the tour dates out of the way, the merch info out of the way, the guest info out of the way, the Twitter handles out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a very fun, hilarious bonus episode of the About Last Night podcast with our good buddy, Brady Matthews.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Try that on for size.
Ooh, that's
turn,
nice.
You can pull that mic up and turn
that's
it around.
Nice.
Oh, from the back. There you go. And there you go, like that. Yeah.
And now I know what it sounds like when Adam Ray gives instructions for a blowjob. Turn around, right there, right there, right there. Around back.
Not too much. Not too much.
Not too much. Not too hard.
The ball's just a shaft. The ball's just a shaft.
It sounds like the Bob Ross of dick sucking. Like very sweet and Bob Ross. Because you guys were really giving a.
And now we're just gonna have a happy blowjob right here. Just a little happy blowjob.
Just pull a tree right there.
Just a little kiss right here.
Just blowing a little bit. Just blowing.
Kiss on my dick.
Just blowing one ball. Bob Ross was the man. I know. Not to segue out of it. Girls blowing people in while doing an impression of him, but he really was the man. Well, I don't want to say he was a childhood hero, but hey, we can all remember growing up watching, right?
Yeah.
I mean, let's just start off by this could not segue more perfectly. I just purchased a painting, by the way, from our guest Brady Matthews.
Brady Matthews is here, everyone.
Applaud for yourself, Brady.
Thank you very much. Thank you for me.
Okay. Yes. gorgeous man, stellar comic.
Thank you. Just dyed my hair today.
Yeah, it looks good.
For those of you who are saying who's Brady Matthews, but you have my album, you've seen Brady Matthews because Brady is the cover boy on my album. Hi ho!
Yeah,
you play Prince Charming.
It was about 115 degrees in this small little shed.
Yeah. Well, Brad's productions are never like. Was there any food? I'll answer that for you. No. Yeah,
we just got gas station snacks.
Yeah, I went out, got a couple Nature Valley granola bars, and so there you go, people.
Yeah, we all shared a water.
God, it wasn't even a water. It was like one of those spray bottles that you spray your dog when he like pees on the carpet. Yeah. And I just walked around and sprayed everyone. Like,
not too
right,
much.
Yeah, get hydrated, people.
Yeah, but you know what's funny? You talk about Bob Ross. Do you remember the cartoons as a kid that you watched? There was Bigfoot the truck. Remember Bigfoot the truck?
Yeah, I remember Bigfoot
cartoon?
The truck.
The cartoon?
Yes, I remember. It like fought crime, like a truck fought crime.
It was awesome.
Yeah,
it was Bob Ross, then Bigfoot, then Jem. Remember Jem and the Holograms?
God, I'd have to see a clip.
I think I'm older than you.
No, you're like a year, but no.
I was like a year older
maybe,
than you.
Maybe, but that's not enough to miss a cartoon.
Bigfoot was my shit. Saturday morning, I fucking woke up for Bigfoot, and then Jem, she can go fuck herself. But
well, Saturday morning,
Bob Ross
I was face deep in a bowl of mac and cheese and Pop-Tart sandwiches. Yeah, so yeah. Maybe that's why I missed that program.
Yeah.
There's a different program called Childhood Obesity Growing in My Pants.
Right.
Starring me.
Right.
I remember that, because like Bigfoot was the biggest thing like in monster trucks. And they're like, well, the truck can't talk, so let's just put some teenagers in it, and then they're going to fight crime.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, which... By the way, they would have these complex ways of like catching the criminals. It's like, you're Bigfoot.
Yeah,
just run them over.
Yeah, there's a truck.
What's stopping you? It's like, they're in that old rundown shed over there. What can we do?
Yeah.
I don't know. You're in a fucking monster truck.
Yeah, yeah.
How about you squish it?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we want to see.
Yeah, pull them over. roll them over. Fucking run them over.
And now they're trying to play a gravedigger. Nowadays, like, yeah, it's the new Bigfoot. Yeah. No,
I can't keep up with it
anymore. You will never be.
That was
Have you ever been to a monster truck show?
I have one time.
It's the best.
People must love
they
you.
They go
there.
Fucking nuts.
It's insane.
Go fucking nuts for big. I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
People go fucking crazy. They know all the trucks, they know all the drivers. They're like, Dim Stewart is fucking riding 12 today. I guess his brother's sick. You're like, who the
it's
fuck?
It's like horse racing for rednecks.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. Guys, go.
Yo,
it's not real.
Jeff Dye invited
like
me
magic.
Once, and I didn't go, and I regret it because I saw pictures and video he posted, and
it's
he
awesome.
Also told me, he goes, dude, the energy is unbelievable.
Yeah. Insane.
They used to do it at the Kingdom all the time, and which obviously a great venue for just giant dome, 65,000, and would sell it out.
Yeah.
Mariners weren't selling it out. And the monster truck rally, it was like, dude, let's go see Griffey, or we can go see fucking Slasher. Slasher fucking.
He would go upside down in a fucking truck, a huge truck, and just almost kill himself. And people go fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Nuts. It's like watching magic and thinking it's real. People love his shit. People love it.
People think the trucks are real characters.
They think it's real shit.
That's why, you know, they eventually animated, you know, cars
the
how quickly did that follow like monster truck rallies?
I don't know.
Well, the trippiest part is when they would have Bigfoot the cartoon, and then during the commercial, it'd be like, Sunday, Bigfoot, come into the Big A in Anaheim.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, holy shit.
It was just popping.
Yeah, oh, sorry, man. Like, that's what my monster truck rally voice does.
But also, you should know at this point as a professional, you back off the fucking mic when you're going to do your monster truck.
No, I don't.
A little hot.
A little hot right there.
A little hot.
I think this is where Sunday came from was monster truck shows.
Exactly. That's
shit's
it.
Shit's the best.
And then just got you so
you sure
amped.
It wasn't a fat guy that just go, hey, what do you want for dessert? And he goes, Sunday.
I hate that. That's good. For like a Friendly's commercial. I like that.
But
yeah, totally done.
The Bob Ross thing, you was he an influence on you?
No.
I purchased a Chris Farley original from you.
Yeah. We'll take a picture of it and put it on all our shit.
We'll post it. Mm-hmm. You're unbelievable. The first time
Thanks.
I saw you posting pictures of you painting, I was like, a cool hobby that, like, you know, and then all of a sudden I'm like, oh, wait, those are fucking incredible.
Cool, thanks.
And then you post more and more, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's really good at this. And then I just was like, how do you, obviously have always been doing this. You don't just.
No, I started 3 years ago. I don't know.
Okay, well,
get out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Hey, kids, you can do anything you want to do.
Yeah. I don't
and
know.
You can start at 30.
I tell you what, depression's a hell of a drug, man. it'll make you
Is
do
that
a
where
lot
it came
of,
from?
I'm not kidding you. I was so fucking depressed. I think just with the whole stand-up and acting and everything, I just need another outlet.
The highs and lows, dude, we've
of
briefly
the
touched on this podcast. But yeah, dude, it's sometimes you have to have other shit to keep yourself happy.
Yeah.
Because... Mm-hmm. Just doing one or the like, just doing stand up or just doing acting. There's too much. We have a blast when we're up there on stage,
right.
But once you get off, man, then there's all this other bullshit that contributes to, because then it's like, all right, well, you know, you enjoyed that high after the show, but then it's like, all right, well, I got to worry about now booking my next shows, and I want this, and then you start thinking of other stuff that you want and how to get to it, and sometimes
and then you start comparing yourself to the people that are getting these things,
and it's getting to a place to where you can not do that and still enjoy it,
right?
And having things like that, another outlet,
right? Like you hit it right in the head,
mm-hmm.
like comparing yourself to other comedians. You're like, well, why is this guy getting this and I'm not getting this, and why is he getting
the
this show?
The worst thing you could possibly do.
You can't. Yeah. You can't do that. Otherwise, you're not going to move ahead. But what I did, I said, fuck that. I'm not doing that anymore. I'm going to start painting just to fucking do something else for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Just I had to do something else that was hard to do that I've never done.
Did stripping ever enter the picture?
Because no,
you
but
do
it's
have
going
a great
to.
Body.
It's great. Thank you, Adam. It's true. I do have a great body. But I just started doing it, and then people liked it because I was still a personal trainer when I was doing it, and these ladies started buying my paintings, and I was like, all right, mm-hmm. these aren't that good. But whatever, these bitches started to bite.
these bitches.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. These bitches purchase Freddie Matthews paintings.
Come see Bigfoot.
is that a girl you wrote training?
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm sorry. God. I'm
Dude,
sorry.
So, that's good.
So many fat jokes on this. But the first three were on me. So yeah, was, that yeah, yeah. we I okay. afforded myself.
Mac
exactly.
and cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese, Pop Tarts. Now. Go out, go after the fat yeah. bitches. It's okay.
Jesus. Yeah. God, I'm definitely cutting that out.
Yeah. No, keep it in. That's
all right,
good.
All right.
So, yeah, then I just started painting like that. And then people started asking for me to do commission pieces. And I started doing commission pieces. And people love Chris Farley. So I started painting the fuck out of Chris Farley.
Yeah, why? It's all comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, you have Louis. You did a
Louis,
prior
Joan
one.
Rivers, Pryor, Robin Williams, Chris Farley.
I think you need to somehow contact. Because you know comedy clubs have the pictures up and they have.
Right.
The,
have you seen, like, for instance, we know one club. Down here on Melrose.
Mm-hmm.
You can say it, man.
Oh, can I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know you guys have a huge following on this, so I don't know.
No, it's okay.
Whoever drew those on the improv, yeah. those faces.
Scott Weiland.
Awful.
Scott Weiland?
Is that who it is?
Yeah. Who's
Scott Weiland? He's the lead singer of Stone Temple Pilots?
No. I mean, yes, but also that's not that Scott Weiland. Scott Weiland is this painter that...
paints fish.
He paints fish. He paints dolphins and he paints whales and
why would you come in and have a guy that paints fish to do
millions
faces?
Of dollars?
You should have someone who paints people. Paint people.
That's like having a veterinarian work on your car. It doesn't make any sense. It's so stupid.
And then if you see the wall on the improv next to all the comedians, there's a dolphin with sunglasses
I saw
on
that.
Next to a microphone. That's why.
Right, just for him to say, watch this.
Yeah. It's like here's what I'm really good at.
Here's my plug. I mean, I didn't recognize one guy except I think I recognized Sandler. I think he's the only guy I recognized.
Yeah, and they used to have like those like four or five paintings that were out front of the wall
right.
that were totally recognizable.
Right.
Everyone would just look at them and go, okay, that's Bette Midler, that's Seinfeld, that's Bill
right.
Maher. Like, you knew. And now it's like, who's that?
I don't know. I can't tell. I saw David Tell. it looked like remember that fat chef guy that used to be...
Chef Boyardee?
No, he kind of looks like Chef Boyardee.
Who's another fat chef guy? The fat chef from Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
No, he's in the... He was in...
I named two of the most famous fat chefs.
Everyone's turning out the podcast
now.
No,
man. The fact that it's not the Cinnamon Toast Crunch guy
is... I can't remember his fucking name. He's a famous chef that used to be on all the roasts and everything.
Oh,
Dom DeLuise?
Dom DeLuise.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Was he a chef?
I think
he looked.
So.
I don't know. He's
Don DeLuise.
Those stupid chef hats. I don't
okay,
know.
Yeah. yeah. The berets.
Yeah, yes. Okay.
Don DeLuise.
Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
For sure.
Someone just threw something at their radio or iPod right now. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. Or they're so mad that we don't know it's Dom DeLuise. Like, it's Dom fucking DeLuise.
I'm looking it up right now.
So all right. So can people get the paintings online?
Yeah, you can just go to my website bradymatthews.com. Well, it's coming. My art website, or you can just get them through bradymatthews13@gmail. Just email me.
It was Dom DeLuise.
Nice, Brad.
So
all right,
nice.
Brad. Yeah, we're plugging Brady's paintings.
We got that.
You know, I mean, but
we
I
moved on from DeLuise. Yeah. Jesus, keep
how
up.
Do you move on from Dom DeLuise?
Right, he was good though. How the fuck did he get famous? Go ahead and Google that.
Yeah, American actor, comedian, film director, television producer, chef, and author.
He was in all those Gumball Rally movies with Burt Reynolds. Do you remember those Gumball Rally movies?
No.
Cannonball Run.
Cannonball Run.
Yes.
I don't know what's happening right now.
I don't know how you got Gumball Rally from that.
That's basically what it's based off.
That sounds like another Saturday morning cartoon, the Gumball Rally show.
I watched the shit out of it.
Yeah, damn right.
That,
anything with gum and rally, man.
Come on after gummy bears.
That's it.
What were your influences growing up, like to get into comedy or anything? Like, what did you like? What did you first start to see that you were like, oh, shit.
Believe it or not, I loved Dane Cook. I thought Dane Cook was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I saw his first special, he made it look so easy.
I know, man.
He made it look like
It was exactly the same for me.
Do you remember when you first saw it? Where were you? I can tell you exactly where I was when I first saw it.
What, Retaliation?
No. When he had the
Harmful Swallowed.
The Comedy Central Presents one?
Yes.
Yes, when we the black tank top and...
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I heard the first thing that was right. I heard Harmful Swallowed my junior year of college when I was back home in Seattle. My buddy was like, dude, you know, I was just kind of starting to get into stand-up. And
how old were
like,
you when you got into stand-up?
Well, I started 8 years ago.
Right.
But when I started to like, I saw Eddie Murphy Delirious when I was, I think, a fucking sophomore in college and was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm.
That was the first, I saw Sinbad clips from back in the day from my dad and was like, that. I mean, but I didn't know that it was a job yet. I was just like, oh, this guy's on stage telling funny stories. Like,
right.
And I was kind of, but I didn't know what it really was until later on. But then my buddy was like, when I was home from college, he's like, you got to listen to this guy named Dan Cook. He's like, it's unbelievable. And I was like, I've heard other people telling me that.
Right.
So we sat and listened to the whole album. Dude, I was dying. And I was like, and just listening to it, which was cool too. The concert, which was like sitting down. It was like
pull around, chicken wing nuggets.
Sweet and sour sauce. BK Lounge.
The BK Lounge.
Dude, and the pickles. And the pickles.
I was losing my shit when I heard that.
I was like, this fucking shit's hilarious.
Yeah.
That and Adam Sandler's CD. With him and Kevin Nealon, when he walks in and Kevin Nealon's farting.
And
he goes, that's
you.
Not me.
That's not me. That's you.
And he goes, no, I know that's you.
It's definitely you.
It's definitely you. Oh,
and the goat and the fucking, that whole album.
Sandler album.
So good.
Who's making just straight up albums like that anymore?
No one. No one has the attention span for it anymore.
No, like they don't have the patience. Like that, like the goat sketch.
So good.
Before it got to like the main sort of punch of the goat being hit in the eye with a football,
right,
was like 3 minutes of setup,
yeah,
and like no one's listening to that right now. They're just like, boring. Oh, no, dude. Laughs.
That shit was great. So Sandler was definitely one, and Martin Lawrence I fucking loved.
Martin Lawrence, yeah, because he played multiple characters.
Yeah, multiple characters, but also I loved his stand up. I thought his stand up was hilarious about getting a blowjob.
Oh, really? What are you talking
about? For the
about?
First time, and he's like, I don't know, just the way he explained stuff.
She was all like, talking like Bob Ross and shit.
She was like, kiss my dick. He was like, kiss my dick. But I don't know, Martin Lawrence was dope.
You related to it, huh?
Did you
relate to a lot of black comedians?
I don't know why. Maybe because I got a lot of ass. I don't know. Not being cocky, I'm just being serious.
Yeah. So you grew up in Chicago.
Yeah.
And what part?
Northwest suburbs. No one even know where it is. Maybe they wouldn't know. Algonquin, Lake in the Hills, McHenry. Okay. Yeah.
Pretty normal childhood.
Yeah, I was. You know what? I was a fucking nerdy kid. I was real nerdy. I had glasses, part my hair down the middle, braces.
Oh shit,
dude!
I mean,
yeah.
And then I see. And when I was in Montana a couple of years ago, and I saw a poster of an Invisalign commercial with Brady as the spokesperson.
Get out!
Just looking like the fucking all American beautiful smile kid.
Dude, I dumped my girlfriend. How much money I made off that? I'm as shallow as that is.
You may dump your girlfriend money.
I did 100%.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Dump your girlfriend.
I feel like it's going somewhere in Brad's bit.
I'm just looking to make dump your girlfriend money. Dude, just this way, we're like, it's all gonna change after this.
It's it, dude. I got a fucking dog, a car. I was done.
At what point? Okay, so when you're the nerd, were you picked on and shit?
You know what? Yeah, I got jumped for my birthday when I was like 15.
I like you said for your birthday. Like they were like, this is a gift, bitch.
Yeah, you know, it was. I lived in San Jose actually. We lived in San Jose at one point, and I got jumped. I was sitting there, and I was like, where's the one place where I can't get jumped? Because I knew I was getting jumped.
Okay.
I go, where's the one place I can go? I'll go to the library, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there
because they told you like 3 o'clock, they gave you a time and a place?
Yeah, it was like seventh period. So seventh period, you're going to get your ass kicked.
When did that start, by the way? The bullies giving the fucking specific calling
their shots.
The coordinates.
I don't know.
Yeah, that was a Babe Ruth
I should have just gone home. I should have just gone home.
You stayed
but instead
around.
I stayed.
You're like, well, I can't go home.
Yeah, I can't go.
Well,
I can't call my family.
Yeah, but there's the idea. A, you don't want them to show up and your mom to come out and go, leave Brady alone.
Totally.
And you know what? Even worse than getting
terrified.
Beaten up.
No, right. same thing happened to me where this guy, Kyle, in high school was like.
Did you get picked on a lot?
Not a lot, but this one dude in high school was like, lunchtime. The men's dressing room of the theater department. We're fighting.
2:45.
Yeah. Right.
Maybe 2:46, depending on traffic.
Right.
Not in the car. I can't drive it, but traffic in the hallway going from science to math.
Give me 10 minutes.
Give me a 10 minute window on either side
to kick your ass.
It's very technical, bully.
And a technical bully. And just like you did, I showed up.
You showed up. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, you have no idea. You have no idea why. Because you don't want to look like a bitch.
Yes.
You don't want to look like a bitch. So I'm sitting there. I'm sitting in the library. I'm looking around. I take my glasses off because I had glasses.
Like some Clark Kent
I knew if I was going to get punched, I'm going to get glasses.
Okay, I thought you were doing it because you're like, maybe they won't recognize me.
No.
you're doing like Superman Clark Kent.
That's why I said Clark Kent.
It's pretty smart.
All right.
So I'm sitting there. And by the way, it's me and my sister. We're basically the only white people in our school.
Okay.
I don't know if my family hated us, but we really were the only
Now,
white
what
people.
Is the dominant minority?
It was all black kids. Mostly all black kids and Filipinos.
Now, when you say you don't know why your family hated you, is that like because you weren't black?
Like
that they made you white on purpose?
Probably. That might be it. Now you're getting technical.
Yeah.
Meet me in like 10 minutes outside.
Damn it. Now I have to meet him.
So anyways, I'm sitting there and I'm working on some shit. And suddenly out of nowhere, this kid fucking haymakes and just punches the shit out of me. I get knocked out of my chair.
What?
And I'm out of it. And they just start beating the shit out of me. I got my ass kicked.
You never forget it.
Never forget it. And I grabbed the first kid, and it was actually one of the teachers, and I start punching him in the face, and I got in trouble, and I got suspended for punching the teacher in the face.
Because you were just like trying to survive.
I didn't know what was going on. I couldn't see.
Wait. Yeah. You were punching a teacher?
Yeah, I was punching a teacher.
Because you literally couldn't see.
Couldn't see.
So you were, at that point, you were just like, all right, I'm around people.
Right,
and
I'm
one
grabbing
of these-
the first, and I was so pissed, because finally they all ran away, because they got my, I couldn't get up. People were holding me down, punching me in the face.
Now, was this the first time you
fought
back?
It was jail. It was fucking jail.
Okay. Were you having a Hulk moment? Was this like
100%?
You'd never fought, and then all of a sudden you were just like, fuck this, dude.
Right. And so I just grabbed the first person I saw. It was my teacher. He was black, and I fucking just started punching the shit out of him.
Imagine the librarian watching that.
Right.
She sees you get hit by
working
somebody.
Working the Dewey Decimal
System. And grabs the dude out of nowhere and just starts hitting him. And she's like, oh, no, that's not the guy to hit.
Whoops-a-daisy.
This feels like To Kill a Mockingbird, which is a great book you should all read. I've got two copies left if you...
She wrote Shawshank later.
and then you got suspended?
Yeah, I got suspended for a couple days.
Oh,
dude, I always had bad luck in high school and middle school. Always had bad luck.
What else?
In high school, we used to throw huge parties. Me and my brother and sister.
Mm-hmm.
We'd have like 250 people in our basement.
So at this point, you're not Nerdy Brady.
No, now at this point,
so
I'm
after this fight, did that really kind of turn...
No, not really. I was great at sports. That's all I played was sports. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew was basketball, football, and baseball. Yeah. That was it. That's my thing.
Me too. That's all I did.
That's all I did. Yeah. That's all I liked. That's all I loved. And I didn't skateboard. And everyone around me skateboarded and snowboarded. So I tried to do that. Fucking was terrible at skateboarding. Always tried. I just hung out with those guys. I was a fucking dork.
Yeah, I couldn't even rollerblade. My mom bought me rollerblades in sixth grade. Fell over twice. Yeah. Shit my pants on the way to school once. Because I was like, I'm going to rollerblade to school. Because I won't take the bus and it'll be cool to show up on rollerblades.
Right.
Tripped and fell. I was trying to go faster because I had to shit. So I was trying to hurry up. Tripped and fell. Ended up shitting my pants as I fell.
Yeah.
So now I'm in my kid's lawn in my neighborhood of the girl I had a crush on in my neighborhood. With blades on. Dad comes out. The hell are you doing on our lawn? I was like, I fell. And I shit myself.
Did you have Umbros?
The fuck?
Did you have Umbros on too?
Oh, for sure, dude. Those socks, right?
No, Umbros.
Or the knee pads.
No, the Umbros. Remember the soccer?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You remember those?
I should have been wearing shin guards.
I do. That's terrible.
Yeah, it was awful, dude. Talking about never forgetting something.
No kidding.
That's probably the worst possible thing that could ever happen.
I remember her dad's face walking out going, the fuck are you doing? And I'm like, how do I tell him? Clearly he knows I fell. But shitting my pants, I could leave that out. But I felt like he needed to know why I was in the lawn.
Right. You're like, I shit my pants.
Which doesn't actually explain why I'm in the lawn.
Right. Get the fuck out of my lawn.
Yeah, so now
take you and your shit and get out of here.
All right. So, okay. So sports, and you're playing sports, still a nerd kid. And then finally, when does everything just transform, though?
When we moved back to Chicago and I was a freshman in high school, I ditched the braces and ditched the glasses and all that shit.
What were people's reaction?
It was good. It was like, all right, it's coming into his own.
Yeah, because you got to kind of reinvent yourself because you moved back, right?
And no one even knew who I was.
Perfect.
It was great.
That's the way to do it.
And so I got there and I was just fucking crushing it. I was doing great. Freshman, sophomore year playing football. Then senior year, I got captain of the football team. Yeah. I was going great. Yeah. Everything's great. Bulls were winning the championship. It was great. 98 was the best year of my fucking life ever. Huge parties.
So when you hear Prince saying party like it's 1999, you're like, maybe 1998 is the year that I'm going to party like.
98 was great.
99 is great, but 98, the Bulls were winning. I was crushing.
Yeah, it was fucking fun.
Yeah.
I felt bad for my parents, though. I mean, we just ran all over them in terms of like how many parties we had. We just had people.
Your house
in the
was the destination.
Yes, like we lived on the golf course, and we used to fucking just do the craziest shit. I would blow up like the 17th hole. I'd blow it up all the time. I couldn't figure out who did it.
Blow it up.
Blow it up. I would get
pyro.
I would take the fireworks.
Holy
put them
shit.
In the hole, driving our shitty golf cart that my dad paid for because we're spoiled assholes. And I'm driving this golf cart. The hole 17, ba-boom, blow it up. That's when you knew it was summertime.
And you for sure said, ba-boom.
Yeah, it happened. It was great.
Big crowds of people.
It was awesome.
High school, firecrackers, blowing shit up. If you had access to it, there ain't no better way to have a good time.
No, dude, it was great. Everyone's like, what else you got?
Yeah, dude.
It was great.
What else can we blow up?
Right.
It's like, oh, I got a bunch of trophies and shit.
That was the peak. Dude.
So
that was
what,
fun.
Were people, cops called on the party?
Oh, yeah. Cops came. I remember one time I was tripping on acid. Well, we did acid during the afternoon and then mushrooms at night.
Jesus.
You know, you got to have a schedule.
You got to, yeah. Dave Matthews' new album came out, so, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Enough said.
Right. So we're sitting there in the back listening to fucking Dave Matthews, like a fucking bunch of assholes. So we're sitting there, and it's like 2 in the morning. Cop comes downstairs, and he goes, we got complaints that there's firecrackers going off. And I'm like, dude, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
As you're holding a Roman candle.
No, it's funny you say it. There's a Roman candle sitting right next to my foot.
God.
And he goes, so what's that then? And I go, fuck.
My walking stick?
Right, yeah. So he goes, well, you're arrested. And I said, all right.
That quickly, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. They hated my whole family. They hated us. The school hated us.
Oh, mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, oh, yeah. I'll get to
you
that.
You were like, your whole family was Dennis the Menace.
Yeah, pretty much. My sister got homecoming queen and then got taken away from her because they said she was drunk at the dance and kicked her out of the dance. And she wasn't even drunk. Nope. I got my captain of the football team taken away because they said I was drunk at a party. Wasn't even drinking at the party.
Yeah, you were on ecstasy. Yeah,
I got. Yeah, there was no ecstasy then. I don't think.
Those damn Matthews.
Wait a minute.
There was no ecstasy then. How old am I?
Wait a minute. Yeah. So okay, before we get into all that stuff, okay. So he arrests you on the spot.
So he arrests me on the spot, and then I try not to tell my dad. I didn't want to tell anyone because.
Sure.
But they put it in the papers, in the back page of the papers. So I remember one day I'm sitting at home. My mom goes, "That was your dad on the phone." I go, "Yeah." What's he want? She goes. He told me to tell you not to go anywhere. He's coming home to kick your ass. And I was like,
what?
Like, I've never wanted, you know, you 7:15
outside the
that's
kitchen.
What it was. That's what it was. Like, you
next to the bagel bites.
Yeah. You ever had a moment where you
wish. And
now
you can't go home because that's when he has kicking taking place.
Right. We're all growing up now. Yeah. I literally wanted to die. I wanted to fucking die because my dad was so fucking pissed off. So I came home. Yep. He beat my ass. And then he told me that I was going to military school. Didn't go.
All right.
But
why?
I should have. That probably would have been the best move of my entire life.
Nah, man. Things happen the way they're supposed to.
Yeah. But no, he's just like, you fuck up again, you know, you're out of here. And then I did fuck up again, and I was out of there.
You were out
of there. Oh, shit.
Yeah,
to,
yeah.
To where?
I mean, and then I would just move down to Chicago. Move down, you know, down
with?
To the city myself. And with the money that I had. And
this was at what point?
When I was like 19, 20.
Wow.
So when he said you're out of there, it was like, okay, you fucked up again, get all your stuff, and
yeah, you're out.
Leave.
See you later. And you're like, all right.
Wow.
And so I went to do community college, or not community college. I went to D3 school to play football.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I was playing football, and I was like, I don't want to fucking play football. It's freezing cold. It's right on the lake. I have all my pads on. Mm-hmm. I'm getting my ass kicked by 350-pound dudes. I'm like, this fucking sucks. So I'm out of here. Then I moved down to Chicago. So yeah.
Now, looking back on that, are you mad at your dad for doing that?
No.
Or are you like,
I would have kicked me out too. Yeah. I was a fucking asshole.
I think that's the move. I think if you're a parent at that point, because
you're 19.
In 19, I think you go, and also they tried, and then it's, he said one more time, and then it's like,
you're out.
At that point too, how many more times do you coddle the kid? You just kind of go, yo, man. Figure it out now.
Yeah, yeah. You're not.
I got you.
You're,
I took you for 18 years.
Yeah, need some me time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think that's the problem with these kids too. That they stay under. Like if they hadn't have said that you had to go.
Yeah.
Right. Because is that why you moved? They said you just need to go somewhere.
Yeah, and then so
instead of military school, you're like, I'll move to Chicago and go to community.
Yeah,
college.
I would move to Chicago, but then I was like, no. Then I got into a D3 school because they saw me play football senior year, and so I
hit
them
D3 up. Football.
So I played D3 football. Mm-hmm.
How was that?
It was awful. I mean, it was awful. It was fucking cold.
Were you
a
star?
I mean, no. I was actually. I mean, I was kick return and punt return.
Oh, so I
would come out.
So you got hit.
So I would come out, and yeah. I remember one game. It was freezing. It was sleet, freezing cold. Just those games you see on TV. You're like, that looks fucking cold.
Yeah,
yeah.
And
that's
so cold.
And that's the Chicago.
Yeah, and it was
that's
right. It was
fucking freezing.
Right, it was right on the lake.
Ugh.
And I remember I caught the ball and I'm slipping everywhere, slipping. I'm slipping, and they're all coming for me.
Yeah.
I no get traction. Up. I grab the ball. I get fucking knocked out so hard that I get hit from my legs down, and another guy hits me from the top.
Oh,
so I did a spin.
Hit. Yeah.
And you just grabbed a teacher and started punching.
Dude, I did. Yeah. I just started punching everybody. My fucking just roundhouses with my helmet.
Librarians in the corner. Not again.
Yeah, not again. She's always there.
Yeah.
Just taking
every
notes.
Every time you get your ass kicked, just taking notes. There. Like a Steve Buscemi in a Sandler movie. Yeah. Just shows up in the background and goes, nah.
Shit. Just crossing everyone off the list. Yeah.
But so, like you get hit and do you,
I was
do
done.
You, do you think you're like, I don't want to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, dude,
anymore.
I was like, no way. I literally took my helmet off and walked right into the locker room, took my stuff off and went up to my dorm room and proceeded to get fucking wasted.
Just didn't even say goodbye to the team. Just
I didn't.
Peace
I,
out.
I didn't. I remember one time.
Might as well. Wasn't that called the Irish exit?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to bounce.
I was done. And I remember I would even have classes sometimes that I forgot I had. I just didn't care about school either. I was like, so then I moved down to Chicago and did Second City. And I went from there.
So, wow. God, you have a you know what's fucking, and this is another great thing about this podcast, but also a bummer that it has to wait. But I mean, I think about the amount of times we've hung out.
Yeah.
Like outside of comedy, yeah. You know? And to get, like, I guess just how you really get into nuts and bolts of people's backstories is like, yeah. As adults, is not an easy thing, right?
No, because no one really talks about it.
Because also it's like you, when you're hanging out, you're, but I mean, this is much more interesting than like, when we're kicking it, being like, hey, how many auditions you got?
Yeah, no.
You know? But it's like,
she gives me anxiety.
I know. This is incredible.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess. I don't know. Growing up, I was a fucking idiot. I just, you know, I always got my own way is basically what I did.
For you to be here where you are, hearing just all that shit about the blood, because again, man, yeah, you could have firecrackers on a golf course, fucking up. You could have gone to military school and maybe you would have found comedy. That's how Sinbad found it. But like,
Sinbad.
I mean,
always back to Sinbad.
Pretty much.
There's six degrees of Kevin Bacon. I like to play 6 degrees of Sinbad.
Sinbad. I love the Sinbad reference.
Hey, man.
Well, it could be worse. You could be Sinbad.
I spent a couple great nights with Sinbad. Let me start that sentence over. I feature for him at the Ontario Improv three
in
or four
Cabo.
Times. Hey, fuck you
just,
both.
Just a tip.
I would never turn down a Sinbad Cabo trip. So I'm in Ontario.
I wouldn't either, actually.
We stayed at the club till like 2-3 in the morning talking hoops, talking fucking comedy, talking. He basically, it's a bummer I didn't record it all on my phone because I've been trying to get him on the podcast and it's not going so well. But he told some of the, they were the greatest stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Anyway, point being.
Does he, I mean, I bet because he has so many great stories.
He talked about getting Martin Lawrence, who opened for him. They did a comedy show with, I think, Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle in for the ambassador of, like, Cuba or some shit.
Holy
and Martin
crap.
Lawrence making fun of the ambassador's fat wife in the front row.
Holy
and they had
shit.
To slip him out on a boat in the back because they put a hit on him that night.
Are you
they
serious?
Tried to kill him. So Sinbad, so they had to slip him out the boat. And, like,
holy
yeah.
That can't be true.
Well, hey.
Dude,
I don't know.
It
hey,
was way too
I'm not
specific.
Questioning Sinbad, but I mean that's bananas.
I mean,
I don't think it's not true.
Yeah, you may
Lawrence
be right.
has been coming by the Comedy Store a lot. If I ever see him, that's probably going to be the first question I ask.
You have to. Is he cool to hang out with?
I have no idea. I've never hung out with
him. I want to hang out with him.
You know, I chemistry read with him for a cop show he was doing at CBS back in the day with Fred Savage. Maybe the coolest audition I've ever had.
I heard he's crazy, though, by the way.
Fred Savage?
Yeah, he directed me in Always Sunny.
Shut up.
Right.
Don't want to hear it.
That's your childhood hero.
Yeah, love Savage. Yeah. Love Savage.
<It's my laughs>
Ben and Fred.
Right. Ben and Fred. Do they have another brother?
Alec?
Yeah, but no one talks about him.
Yeah.
He does like real estate.
Yeah.
It's like Cooper Manning.
Yeah, Cooper Manning.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is he?
Exactly.
There's Peyton. There's...
Cooper sells real estate.
Yeah, there's Eli. They both won the Super Bowl. And then Cooper.
You know what I heard? I heard Peyton Manning's... I heard this. Read it. On Deadspin that he's a real asshole. I heard he's a real asshole. Is that another touchy subject for you?
No. I just say...
He's the quarterback of my team.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah. Sure, other than Brad's dad, Peyton Manning is second in line for who he would anything for.
We have matching foreheads.
You and Peyton? That's funny.
They're both huge.
That's funny.
That's really funny.
No, but you know what, though? The thing is that I wouldn't doubt that because... You just hear all the stories of even like Jordan back in the day.
Dude,
and
imagine if there was Twitter
Tiger.
Back in the day.
Oh my God.
If there was Twitter back in the day, Jordan would be fucked.
Yeah.
He'd be fucked.
Like Jordan would go to all the rookies, and I'm sure you've heard the story being from Chicago, but he would like bet them like that his bag would come out first. When
he bet on everything.
Are you fucking kidding?
He bet on everything.
I knew he had a gambling problem, but that's
he did. He would bet that his bag would come out first on the flight, but then he would slip the baggage handlers like a 40 or a 50.
He's smart as fuck.
And say, here, make sure my bag comes out first. Bet the guys 200 each.
Yeah.
And then just fucking clean up.
But I just want to stop real quick
he rigged the
and
game.
Love that in that world and in that story, Brad thinks a $40 bill exists.
It doesn't?
You said he would slip him a 40 or a 50.
Yeah. Well, no.
Sorry, minor detail.
I meant a 40 as
slip
in the beer.
A 40.
He would slip him a 40, like the beer.
You really are Michael
Jordan. What kind of midget currency are you working with, man?
He just gives him a bottle of Red Dog. That's all I'm saying.
Bottle of Red Dog.
Yeah. Is that a beer? I don't know.
Yeah.
That's old school beer.
That's some baller shit, though, by the way.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for that.
Yeah.
But like.
But I mean, I'm sorry that he gambled his life away.
I mean,
he's got billions.
He's a billionaire.
He's a billionaire. So
he could gamble a billion tomorrow, I think, and still have.
He races motorcycles. I mean, like, what else the fuck does he do? The guy's 6'8" and he races motorcycles.
He probably plays 2K a lot.
Probably does play 2K.
But he's always John Paxton.
Right.
Because he's always like, Paxton was a crucial part of that dynasty.
Yeah, he's like, I'm controlling Paxton.
Yeah, he goes, I'm gonna give Paxton. He goes, he never got a chance to score 30. Well, guess what? Tonight,
yeah,
tonight my mansion.
Yeah.
Well, I'm buck naked playing 2K.
Yeah, Paxton's
and eating popcorn and fucking right. White cheddar Cheez-Its.
Right, and getting
spilling
a
white cheddar Cheez-Its on my dick and having somebody fucking white cheddar Cheez-It lick it off.
Yeah, yeah, my 9 girlfriends that are over, they're all annoying me.
Yeah, even Mike gets annoyed.
Yeah, but
he's
I would
like, you
want to
be like Mike? You shut the fuck up. Let me play 2K.
Yeah.
Let me play 2K.
Okay, so
when you're at Second City, man, like, when did that decision come into your head? Like, I'm gonna do Second City.
How do you go from firework golf courses to, and then thinking like, all right, the next move.
It was, we'll bring it back to Dane Cook. I saw Dane Cook doing stand-up, and I was like, well, I'm not going to do stand-up. I'll do Second City, because stand-up's too scary. I don't want to do that, because going on stage by yourself is just too much.
Right.
So I started doing Second City and was fucking around, booked a bunch of commercials, and booked some acting gigs, some local acting shit in Chicago.
Like what? Commercials?
Yeah, like Hallmark and stuff like that.
Oh,
and
please then, tell me you were like the sympathetic boyfriend. That
no,
like,
you know what I used to do a lot of?
What's that?
Romance novels. I did the cover of romance novels.
Like,
a ton of them.
Like fucking Fabio?
Yeah, ton of them.
Like what?
Yep.
The
I have them at the house, yeah.
Like, I mean, you and Danielle Steele just kicking it?
Dude, how do you even know that?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, $40 currency over here. Sure.
Yeah, we don't just spend your $40.
Sure. Listen, that's
how the
what
fuck,
I do.
No, hold on, stop the whole podcast. Yeah, yeah. How the fuck do you know Danielle Steele?
Listen, you go to
how
any
how bored
house,
are you on your trips?
You go to any grocery store and you look and you see the
I don't memorize
novels.
The author, though, but I mean,
Brad's been fucking a lot of single moms.
Seriously.
Listen, man.
You read some of that shit, though.
Is it good? Have you now all
porn.
Joking aside, has everyone at this table read a romantic novel?
I've sifted through one, if you will.
I think I don't remember what it was called, but
I used to read it like before, like you could look at porn magazines,
right? Because that was like it's like either
but
that.
The writing was so beautiful, but he's like,
so you felt bad about jerking off,
right? I mean, do you have to turn the next page to read and jerk off? Read and jerk off.
So that was like the literary equivalent of when they do that cut shot in porn to the guy's face,
right?
Of like you like trying to turn the page, like no, I'm not ready yet.
Yeah. That's the worst, when you can hear him more than you can hear her. That's what sucks. Like, shut up.
Did you ever get caught jerking off by folks?
Never. No way.
Because you just always
all shower, lock the door.
Wow.
Couldn't wait to jerk off after football practice. Couldn't wait. Ran home. Jerks off like 9 times.
All right, now
help it. Sorry,
now,
too much.
Now, is that because of the constant testosterone and the lack of female connection, or because constant fucking padding and slapping
19.
Of butts maybe made Brady a little bit curious
to
see?
Not at all. That didn't make me curious at all.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not. If you're gay or whatever, that's totally fine.
Yeah, no, you love women.
I love women. Yeah. But I go home and fucking slap it around as much as possible. Sure. Yeah. But never.
How many times in
caught.
A day? Unless that's a personal question.
Probably like 4 or 5.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. How would you not like?
I was taking a lot of creatine in high school.
Okay.
Creatine and Xenadrine. Do you guys remember that shit?
Yeah, some chick in college.
No, I'm 4'4". I didn't take any answers.
Brad wasn't competitively into Xenadrine. As
Flintstone
much
vitamins, Brad. Do you remember those?
Crank those. Yeah. Mainline.
That those were his steroids.
No, but he does know romance novels. But he doesn't know Xenadrine.
You know, sure. I've got different emphasis.
By the
life.
Way, yeah. I feel like that's a decent line. You could use. Flintstone vitamins were your steroids.
Damn right. It's going in the act.
Never the purple, only the strawberry.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a fucking animal.
No, no.
They did make you constipated, though. Flintstones vitamins.
Flintstone vitamins? Yeah. Or too much vitamin C does, too.
Yeah. Well, also, it was just like, it was more artificial fruit and not that much vitamin.
Yeah.
I just saw Fred on the front, and he looked like he was having a good time, so I wanted to partake.
He does. Fred always looked like he was having a blast, didn't he?
Do you want a party? Yeah. Well, Barney's looking pretty excited.
Yeah, Barney's like, be your friend.
Barney.
What was his wife's name? What was the wife's name?
Wilma and
Betty. Oh, yeah, Wilma. Betty was fucking
those
all right.
Freddie Prubel.
Freddie Prubles.
That was the name they went first with for Freddy Krueger, and then was like, not very scary. Freddie Prubel.
Freddie Prubles.
It's like Wes Craven's Freddie Prubel. Doesn't really sound that great.
Sounds like a character Rick Moranis played in a fucking movie about
Rick Moranis.
About taxes.
What happened to that guy?
I am Freddie Prubles. Honey, I shrunk the kids.
Did he always hear that voice?
Oh, God. He was always so... Oh, God.
Everything was so out of whack with Rick Moranis.
You mean Freddie Prubles?
Freddie Prubles.
No, but those
starring Rick Moranis and Freddie Prubles. Oh, kids!
He's just coming in the corner. All right, so
starring Brady.
No, but those Freddie Pebbles.
You can't even say it now.
Freddie Pebble commercials were the best because Fred was always so fucking pissed at Barney for eating his Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah,
and it was such a great way to be like, oh, they are good because. Because he'd be like, hey, yo, Fred.
Yeah.
And then he would leave, and then Fred would, like, do something. He's like, I just want... Who the fuck was that? He'd be like, Bonnie, where are my Fruity Pebbles? And he'd be like, yo, Fred, I wanted some Fruity Pebbles. And I was always, like, sitting there, like...
You love those commercials.
Dude, they were the best because I was always... they were so funny to me. And then I would think in my head, and this is probably when, like, just the comedic heightening started to seep in as far as, like, you know what would be really funny? I was like, God, it would be so funny one day if Fred just came and was like, Bonnie, stop eating my Fruity Pebbles. And then he's sitting in the corner and he just turns in a rotating chair and goes, hey, Fred, why don't you shut the fuck up for a couple minutes? Yeah. And he's got a gun and he's like, Bonnie, what is that, a gun? He goes... Yeah, it's a gun, Fred. Yeah. I got two more in my pants. Yeah. One that you're going to need to put your mouth on if you want these Fruity Pebbles. Bonnie! You know, and then just cuts to fucking...
And
then it cuts to a dinosaur going, oh, boy. Right.
You know what? I like that version better because I was always very sympathetic to Barney because Barney was kind of dwarf-like if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got bullied.
No, yeah,
they never had pants on either. No one had pants.
You know.
You never see a dick slip every once in a while. You never saw that.
I don't know. If it did, it would make a cool cartoon sound effect. You know what? That would have been great to see. Actually, Family Guy probably did that, where it was like seeing the perspective of the dinosaur, like having to clean, like if there was like a scrubber, and then Fred went down to scrub his dick, and right before he went down, the dinosaur who was being used was like, this is the part of the job I hate. Yeah. And then, but as you see him go out of frame, he goes, this is the part I'm going to do. All right. So when you got...
I was like, what just happened?
So
this has been Marijuana by Adam Ray.
Yo, I haven't smoked in at least a week and a half.
Really? Good job, man.
And we'll be right back with more. That ain't fucking true in just a couple minutes.
You fucking liar.
Hey, so when you got to Second City...
Yeah.
What...
Nothing really happened. I moved to San Jose. Actually, my parents let me live with them again.
Can I ask you something real quick?
Sure.
Do you know the way?
To San Jose.
File. How dare you, sir?
What?
I don't know the way to San Jose.
All right. So
who sings that?
Brad?
Okay. Tony Bennett? I don't
Brad, go to
know.
Brad, go to Google. Who sings?
It's like Carmen San
I think
Diego.
Only one
Brad,
person.
Let's go to the map.
Yeah. Nothing.
I love that you just like man. I didn't watch that shit. I was watching Bigfoot.
Dionne Warwick.
Wow.
What? Doesn't he play for the Seahawks?
Oh shit.
Yes. You know, but hilarious. Moonlights as a singer.
Dionne Warwick.
Who sings
dude, the, great
sounds
call.
Like a football name,
talent, dude.
He's a running back for the Steelers.
Oh, so funny. But you knew Bill Murray, Chris Farley. You knew there was history where you were going. So you were like, all right, I'm in the...
I loved Phil Hartman. That was my guy.
Yeah.
But I loved the guys that did a lot of impressions. You know, I loved Dana Carvey. I thought he was fucking hilarious when he was doing George Bush. I was doing George Bush when I was a little kid. I was like, 1,000 points a lad, not going to do it. You know what I mean? Like, I was always doing it as a little kid, always entertaining my family. Mm-hmm. And
okay, so not at school. You were the kid entertaining family.
Dude, I was always the fucking kid in the middle trying to do the stupid dance moves, like trying to like break dance.
But everybody's loving it.
Yeah, but my shit was more stupid shit, you know. But Yeah, I was
so impressions, and then so that was that your thing at Second City? You were like, I'm gonna be an impression guy, and also
yeah, kind of. But then you write a lot of sketches, and then fast forward, I don't know, 8 years. I moved out here into LA, and then went to Second City here, which wasn't that great. It wasn't even like that built up. You know, it was kind of like skeleton of a. It was like a shell of itself.
Yeah,
I remember one time I was in class at Second City, and my teacher went across the street to get some food.
He just left the class.
He just left the class. I watched
Fuck
him.
This.
I watched him walk across the street and get food.
You're like, is this a new improv game? Do we have to go follow
she's
you?
She's like, I need a place and a suggestion. You're like, yeah. Subway across the street. Right, I'll be back.
And you're like, oh, wait, so that's
I
how
improv. For the scene, no for wait, lunch, bitches. No. I'm out of
so
here.
That's how improv works.
Yeah,
that was his. That was his way of long form. Yeah. That was his long form of improv. See what I did there?
Yeah.
So yeah,
so you get to LA and then you're just like,
I was like, this place
eyes
is
wide open.
Yeah, I was like, this place is crazy.
And then what made you? Because you always said you didn't want to do stand up. What made you then?
I don't know.
Jump?
At 25, I just started doing it, and I started doing open mics at like Brewco. Remember Brewco?
What? Yeah,
I mean, it's not that long ago.
Westwood no. Brewco,
5 years ago.
I was yeah. hitting that all the time. Yeah, that yeah. was. It was basically for the people who don't know. It was in Westwood where UCLA is, mm-hmm. And
it's where all of us went. Yeah, yeah, me, it, you, Asa yeah. Minaj was there all the time. Yeah. Fucking.
Yeah, dude. Adam Hunter, Jay Monopar. I mean, bigger dudes would go there too. I would,
Dane would even stop in yeah. every once in a while.
It was upstairs of this really
Westwood Brewing Company
sports
yeah.
bar brewery. Yeah,
yeah.
And it was a tiny little room, and sometimes there were three people, and it was all about the guys who ran the show to corral the tons of people that were in the bar to come upstairs and see a free show for a little
yeah. bit. Right. It was fun. You've done it.
Yeah. And then sometimes you'd show up and it was packed and yeah. like the energy was great.
It was
and,
great.
And I think it just got to a point. It was one of those places
it was a
where,
cool hangout too.
Yeah. And then like the locals
so
around there.
So much hot pussy walking around too.
Well, I mean, it's all around the UCLA area.
We both go.
There were a lot of beautiful women there.
Yeah. Yeah, so we did that, and then I don't know. And then I did the Seattle Comedy Competition because I won that what was it at the Ice House? The
Uncle Clyde's. Yeah, Uncle Clyde's comedy contest.
I don't know how the fuck I won that. I have no clue. Ben Kronberg was up against me, and he was awesome. I loved watching him.
Yeah, well,
I have no clue how I won.
But then you won, so he got the plate of fries.
He did get the plate of fries.
Yeah, and
now he has a comedy,
by the way,
and now he has a Comedy Central special.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. that's not like us doing some sort of weird comic lingo. Second place at the Uncle Clyde's comedy contest was a plate of fries.
Yeah,
okay. So we're not actually. Yeah, that was. It was like right. you won like either $100 or a
right.
Or
third place got fries.
Yeah.
And second place got $100. First place you get to go to Seattle Comedy Competition. Yeah. Problem is, I've only been doing stand-up for 6 months. So I didn't have any material
right.
at all. That was like
five
that
minutes.
Funny.
That's it.
It was all, I got last place every fucking night. Every night. I remember
at least
I got
you were consistent.
I was consistent. Damn right I was. And I remember I was at a theater. It was a huge theater. I think it was in Kirkland.
Yeah.
Up in Seattle. Yeah.
yeah.
Or whatever.
Yep.
And this lady heckled me in the front row, and I had no comeback, so I got off stage. I don't know.
What?
Yeah, I didn't even know. They're like, fucking.
Was that during the competition?
Yeah. And
holy shit.
And I go, I don't know. I go, she started talking to me, and they're like, yeah, you got to fucking tell her to shut up or something to keep going.
Dude, you know, yeah, but
I didn't know what was going
yeah,
on.
They were like, we can do that?
Dude, so, you know what, man? You tap back into what happened on that kickoff return, and
yeah.
you were like, I'm out of football. So you fucking walked out. You left comedy. Like,
right.
One sort of little hiccup, and you were like, fuck this.
That's right, dude. Mm-hmm.
So I guess what we're learning is Brady's a quitter.
Right.
So,
if you don't buy my paintings, I'm fucking throwing all my shit away. That's it.
No, but okay, so then, people, you thankful you had somebody to go like, dude, that's not, you have to handle that.
Right, so yeah, and then, you know, the next night I fucking obviously went out and did my thing and got last place, and that was it. But then from then on, I loved doing comedy. I was like, this is a lot of fun.
You had enough
doing it.
Of an interest for it, you know, because that's always what happens. You get, in those moments, it's either like, all right, that was horrifying and embarrassing, and I don't want to do it again. I don't want to feel that, or I want to not feel that again, and I want to. I know what the what the
right.
alternative is, and I'm going to get mm-hmm. there.
Right, and then you know, it just makes you work harder and want to get better. And then you see people around you, like you know, like you guys and other people that you look up to, that start fucking crushing. You're like, I can do that, and I want to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And now you are doing that.
Yeah,
it's pretty great too to like, because I think we all came up at the same time.
Yeah,
you and I, especially, I remember. Just
doing
so many
TK
of the same
shows.
Yeah. And oh, see, man. And dude, it was really great. It's just, it's so dope,
it's
man.
Terrible.
To see. Yeah. But we got to do shows, man.
Right.
And we got staged, you know, finding state. But you and I were just like, we'd see each other more and more on these shows being like, oh, dude, I was hoping I wasn't going to see anybody here.
No shit.
And then, but then it was like, well, but then also it was like a mutual like, oh, fuck yeah, like we're finding a lot of places to get up.
But
yeah.
I think it's cool, too, is you see how you start, your friends around you obviously are making it, you know what I mean? But then you start auditioning, like you and I auditioned for the Saturday Night Live stuff.
Yeah.
And that was fucking rad.
Yeah.
Seeing the buddies that you grew up with go in there for that, and you're like, we could be on possibly the same fucking
and
show.
And that was super dope.
That we grew up watching.
Yeah. Yeah, and how great was that too to like not yeah for sure like to have a like you and I both just were looking at each other so genuinely pumped A that we were both there and getting that opportunity
yeah
because you know that it's like hey man slim pickings but also like then you that's why you stick with it because the possibility of we both talked about like man what if we both fucking got
yeah
this? And both went in and fucking you know, was the new
guys on
yeah,
well, that,
yeah. I mean, that's what's happening with our friends Nick and Kyle. Like they're all buddies, and then they're all there at
yeah,
the same
which
time.
Is cool.
Now.
Yeah, and you're pretty close to those guys, right?
Adam and I went to college with Nick.
Really?
Yeah, we were.
Beck was in my acting program, so I got to know Beck real well.
And what then, acting program was that?
Just USC's.
Oh, right.
But then Nick and Kyle, you know, they were all in the improv group, so we. But Nick was the only one who was doing stand up. So, but you. Came away from that and got to fucking go test.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you like to talk about it because...
I don't care, yeah.
It didn't go the way you wanted it to.
Well, I mean...
But I feel like... I don't know, man. I think everything happens for a reason. I'm still very big advocate of that. And I think like that... we start compiling experiences like that that you... I'm sure that only made you want to work a little harder when you got out here, right?
Well, I don't know. Yo, yeah, for sure. But I don't know if I told you this. Like, before I was going to test for Saturday Night Live, I was going to move to Austin, Texas for a little bit.
I was leaving.
I was done. I was done. Look at quitting again. I was walking out the door.
I think Brady's discovering something about himself.
For sure, yeah.
But you know what?
Pulls the plug too fast.
Yeah. No, but you
I could have been a fucking NFL football player, for God's sakes.
You're like, yeah, this is cool.
Sorry. I could have been an arena football player, for God's sakes.
But you know what, dude? There's a big difference between quitting and recognizing
that you just
early
fucking...
that you don't want to waste your time doing something that you don't like.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. There's a big difference to that. And, you know, Mark got me, our buddy Mark Saratella of the podcast, got me a job working at the Steakhouse Fleming's that he was working at downtown.
I remember that.
When I was still working at Universal, and I was like, hey, man, Wolverine is decent money.
As we all know.
But I need more income, man. Yeah. I was auditioning, but I just was not booking anything. And I was like, Mark, I need to, like, and he's like, that's great money. Yeah, of course you get a job.
I love his impression
like,
of Marcus.
Come on
so
down
good.
Here, get a job. It'll be great. I'll get you a job. Oh, it's great. You fucking love it. I love it.
It's just a slightly slower fire marshal Bill. And it's fantastic.
It really is. Dude, that's fucking dead on.
Voice. He would be the great voice of a cartoon, and it'll happen at some point.
It's got to.
So he gets me a job at the steak restaurant, and I'm the guy. You know, the guy like my Kermit the Frog, Two Girls, One Cup video. So he was like, dude, I'm not gonna lie,
the best one, hands down.
Thank you.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that was MySpace days, wasn't it?
Yeah, man. And YouTube had just hit, so it was like it blew up, and like literally, it got fucking six. I think it's like 7 million hits now.
That's insane.
It has out of all the videos I put time and effort and quality and production money into.
That's the least.
That one has the most hits. And I always used to joke. I was like, I'm gonna go on the Tonight Show, and Leno's gonna be like, you know. So
when you first got into comedy, I thought you did a lot of stand up. You did some videos, and your most popular video, Jay, please don't. Your most popular video is a video. Where you involved the Muppets. Yeah, well, I'm a big Muppet fan. Let's just talk about that. Well, I don't want to hear about how you use the Muppets. So,
tell us about Kermit.
Tell about Kermit the Frog. Because apparently you had him watch Two Girls, One Cub. Which, if you don't know the video, let's play a little clip. You know?
play the real clip.
Yeah, and then you hear that fucking great soundtrack. I get a job. But 2 days into it, I had a panic attack over... Because the guy who came back to the busters, he was like, what the fuck? He slams down these like fucking butter squares that you're supposed to cut to put with the pieces of bread. And I'm sitting in the back being like, I'm shining silver. I don't need to be a part of this. And
right,
he goes, new guy. He goes, the fuck you doing? Get over here. I'm like, oh, shit.
Did he really say new guy?
Yep. So I go over there. Hey, my name ain't been in 2 days.
Like, who the fuck are you talking to?
Yeah, new guy. I was like, what, are we on a fucking like reality dining show?
Yeah.
Like, you don't need to be this much of a dick right now.
Yeah,
we're talking
Army?
About fucking butter squares.
Right.
He slams down and he goes, you guys know how the butter squares are cut. Boom, boom, boom. He does like a cutting thing, like
square.
Three, like fucking square. He goes, this, and then he goes, and what the fuck is this? And he holds it up, and it was like a triangle. And he goes, the fuck is this? And he looks at me, he goes, new guy? I go, a fucked up butter square? I got him. I go, dude, I gotta be honest, I don't know what the fuck's going on right now. He goes, God damn it. He goes, you guys need to fucking blah, 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 and cut these right. Dude, my heart is pounding like I'm on two weed brownies at Disneyland. Because I was having a panic attack. So I go out of the back, I take off my apron, I stand outside from it, I'm rubbing my head like I just lost a big game. Rubbing my head, and I call my mom. I go, Mom, I'm having a panic attack over butter squares. She goes, what? I go, I'll call you back. You don't know what's going on either. So then I just fucking leave.
Your mom sounds like a parrot.
What? Gotta
shit,
leave.
I called the parrot again. My fault.
Mom.
Mom, get the parrot off the phone.
Parrot put the mom on the phone.
Parrot put mom on the phone.
Okay. What? Okay.
Mom.
Never mind.
Go get Putin.
This fall on Fox, it's Parrot Mom.
Parrot Mom.
What? I cut the crust off your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
We're all way too fired up to play out the possible opening scene of Parrot Mom.
I
quit, though, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah,
I quit,
you
and
quit.
But it was 2 days in, and I didn't fucking regret it at all.
Right.
And guess what? Then I booked some Bruce Willis ADR stuff.
So great.
2 days later, and I was like, all right, I'm fine for a little bit.
Come out to the coast, have a couple drinks.
Yeah. I mean, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
So good.
So anyway, point being, I think there is, you know,
You recognize it, and you go, "This is not for me." And you say, right. "Like, maybe stand up wasn't for me.
I just got fucking burnt out. I think that's when I started painting a lot, and I just got burnt out. And I actually really loved doing art. I really loved it.
Yeah.
And I figured I can figure something out doing with art. So that's where I was gonna go. I was also gonna be a fucking talent agent.
In Austin
at Page and Parks, I got a job.
Holy shit.
Being a fucking talent agent. I was like, maybe I'll just try to give this a fucking shot. I don't know. You know, you just go with life's path, and that's just the way it was. After a while, sometimes you go up to the comedy store, you keep doing these 12:45 spots, and you're like, you can go ahead and suck my dick fucking with this 12:45 spot.
Yeah, you get burnt out.
You get burnt out. So I was like, I wasn't quitting. I was just moving on to
trying
something
to find
else.
Another outlet.
Yeah.
Yeah. No worries.
God, so then, it's so funny you come up with that restaurant story. Did you ever wait tables?
No.
No? Oh, my God.
Well, because, that would have been an attraction.
Well, I mean, no. I don't know. He's like, not this fucking guy.
Brad was the one guy at Red Robin they hired to come out and sing happy birthday.
Brad was the parrot.
Just in a parrot.
The most humiliating job I ever had was this is how I know who Scott Weiland is, because there's an artist.
It always goes back to Scott Weiland.
There's an artist named Michael Goddard who paints like martinis and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, the painting. So he has olives that have like arms and legs.
Yep.
So he would have art shows and I would dress up as a fucking olive. and I would be in this olive suit and I would dance around his fucking art shows. And there was one time when some guy like picked me up in a giant olive costume and was like, "I'm gonna put you in a drink." And I walked out and I slammed my pimento hat down and went, "I'm done with this shit."
Yeah, dude, I would too.
I'm out,
dude. I had to be a merman once at a gay wedding.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to follow up.
I'm
that
swimming
sentence.
In the pool with the mermaid of it.
How does that even happen? Craigslist?
Dude, I needed the money.
I can't laugh too hard at that because I almost dressed up at a guy's kid's birthday at a kid's birthday party to play Superman for 2 hours for $100.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Dude,
yeah.
So the guy goes, "I'll give you $1,000 if you swim in my pool." I go, "Is it just me?" And he goes, "No, there'll be other guys." I get there, it's just me. So I guess the other guys bailed.
Like,
so it's just me swimming in this thing.
Because at least if there's two, you guys can laugh together and do some synchronized swimming shit.
Yeah, like, holy crap, isn't this weird what we're doing?
So
but no,
I'm
it's just
swimming
you.
In the water with this fucking huge, uncomfortable fin thing.
Holy shit.
I'm changing in the bathroom. Guys are walking in on me changing. Oh, dude.
That's the most humiliating shit ever.
Awful.
What do you say?
What are you doing? Just putting on my merman suit?
Yeah, I don't know. And it was really tight, too. I don't know what it was made out of, but it was fucking awful. And so I had to swim in this pool for like 6 hours.
Holy crap.
In a merman outfit.
How much money?
I made $1,000.
That's not bad.
I know.
Hey, at least you got that job, because I didn't get that Superman job for $100 because the guy goes, your hair's too poofy.
It's too poofy?
He sent me an email, your hair's too poofy. And I go, dude, I can slick it back. I started like getting combative with him.
Dude, I can slick it back.
It's like,
and
like, now it wasn't even about the money. It was like, yeah, dude, don't you dare turn down a fucking Superman. Dude, I got Yummy Groceries. I was trying to also work at Yummy Groceries out here.
I got a job there. I got fired.
At least you got the job.
Yeah.
I didn't even get hired to deliver groceries.
Yeah, dude, I know.
To people's houses.
That's
why
when
not?
Dude, that's when I was done. I was done with this place. I got fired because I told the girl that she needed to get fucked, which is bad. Which is bad. You can't.
Wait, so as how does that
her,
happen?
As you handed her a
she
cucumber.
Just like,
she was a bitch. She
opens the door and it's like, healthy choice ice cream. You got to get fucked, lady. Yeah.
No, it was my boss. I told her she needed to get fucked.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, it was 7:59 and we had to drive cars till 8. I'm like, it's one more minute till 8. She goes, you pick up your keys and you get in the fucking car and you drive these groceries. I go, you can go get fucked. I go, I'm done. And then
there
you get fired from Yummy. So fuck you. I sell more in prints than I do make there in fucking a week with those cocksuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Art, motherfucker.
Wait, art. So tell us about the SNL thing. We've got about 10 more minutes.
SNL thing was great. It was the best experience I ever had in my entire life. You go there and you feel like you feel great. You go around and do your I was doing my 6 minute
your audition act. Crush, by the way. At the audition thing, I remember being like, because in my head I go, I'm just going to do stand-up. I go, and I'm going to do a couple impressions.
A bunch of impressions I thought would be relevant, maybe like Ryan Gosling that they never seen, or Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
Just
I was very, I was in particularly impressed with the Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
Your little taste?
What? He goes, I don't even know about bow rap because I'll never use it.
But it's Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, Gosling. Okay.
Oh, I said Ryan Reynolds, and I was like,
oh, well, sorry.
That's, like, that's, like, yeah, that's, like, that's yeah. a weird Ryan Reynolds.
Well, now I know why they didn't pick you. No. Yeah, do the
Ryan Reynolds was like, well, I guess we'll just have to put everything in bubble wrap.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's incredible.
See, and I was telling Adam before you got here, I was like, yeah, that. Bill Dawes and Mark Saratella, everybody.
Hey,
hop on. Say hi.
Hey, Mark.
No.
Okay.
No. We're almost done.
All right. But yeah, like Ryan Reynolds is one of those impressions where you go, like, man, I can't see how someone could do that impression, and then you hear you do it, you're like, oh yeah, that's totally him.
Well, I figured, dude, Ryan Gosling, I thought for sure, dude, I thought it was a fucking shoe-in. I was like, no one's doing Ryan Gosling, and he has a bunch of movies coming out. I'm like, that'd be great. And then they
that would have been if you like also done like Tom Selleck and fucking like Reginald Bell Johnson. They're just like, all right, well,
by the way, who is that?
Who is Reginald Bell Johnson?
How dare you, sir? Get off the podcast right now. Cut his mic.
I never thought we'd have to kick somebody out before we actually close.
It was going so good.
But to hear you say, who is Reginald Bell Johnson, makes me not only want to not air this episode, but it makes me want to punch you in the dick with Reginald's fist.
Which is a much bigger fist, by the way.
It's a much bigger
fist.
Who
is the black guy in...
We're going to play a little game. And first of all, yes, he is black, but fuck you for assuming that Reginald can't be an Asian name.
No, it can't.
No, you're right.
No.
All right. Yeah. So he's the black what? He's the black.
There's
the
an
black
L in there.
Dad.
Would fuck
he's
him
a black
up.
TV dad. So let's narrow down to that. Welcome back to Guess That Black TV Dad.
You fucking dick.
Who is he?
He's the black dad on Family Ties.
Close. You got one. You got one of the words right.
Family Matters.
There it is.
Yeah.
Carl Winston.
He's the fucking dad in Die Hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, he's a cop in Die Hard.
Yeah.
God damn it, John. I need backup.
Nice. All right.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing this edition of Who's That Black Dad?
That's a good show.
All right. So was Lorne in the audience?
Yeah, Lorne was there. It was cool.
Did you see him?
Yeah. It was cool because Santino just got done testing.
Santino, Ronnie and the Quave.
Mm-hmm. Yep. He came up to my room and he's like, dude, it went good. He had a great audition. So then I was feeling good. Went down there, and as I'm about to go on stage, they go, you ready? And I go, yeah, I'm ready. My knees are buckling for some reason.
I was going to say,
my knees
what do you mean
fucking
for
buckling.
Some reason?
I mean, it's the biggest audition you ever have
and
in your life.
And you can't help but you're trying to just go, it's another opportunity. Yes. Yeah. No,
but then you're sitting there on that stage that you've seen a million times.
And you know what? Yeah, you go up there and they give you, they go 3, 2, 1, you go. And you're like, ugh. You know, but I felt so good because I worked it so much.
You did. You were around town every night.
Yeah, every
dude.
Night, like 2 or 3 times a night. And I felt so fucking good that I walked off stage and I was like, see you fucking tomorrow, you assholes. I felt great.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, no, I felt great. But yeah, they laughed. You know what they laughed at? They laughed at Bruce Willis. That's all they laughed at.
Hell yeah.
They didn't laugh at anything else.
Really? Huh. Well, but also you hear, though, in every. almost every audition. I mean, you've seen in the audition tapes. They don't laugh a lot.
Right.
Right.
And then they also said to me before I was about to go on stage, they go, "Are you ready?" I go, "Yeah." And they go, "Well, hold on real quick. Lauren has to take a bathroom break." And I was like, "All right." Hour and a half later.
I swear they do that shit on purpose.
Are you kidding me?
No. And also, they fucked the guy's music up twice. Oh. They fucked it up on purpose. This kid, I felt bad for him. I could hear it. And then he comes out, and he's all discombobulated with all the stupid fucking shitty props. And they fucked him up.
Carrot Top going out for SNL?
I don't know, but this kid, you just look like he wasn't getting it.
Because that's part of the we want to see how you...
handle it.
Yeah, I've heard some stories about live TV. Yeah, Jay Moore has said stories about how Lauren just keeps him waiting outside of his office forever before he... And they never actually tell him that they have the show. They're just like, "So, how would you like living in New York?"
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know. I'm just doing Dr. Evil, which is an impression of Lorne Michaels.
Brad actually, and I want to say this, you know, because I don't know how many other dwarves do impressions.
Sure.
And I also just don't know.
What if you just started doing all impressions? And everyone's like,
what I'm trying to say is that, like, he actually has a slew of good impressions. Right. And I don't want to say for a dwarf because I don't know the other dwarf impressionist.
Sure.
And if there is a Danny Gans of the dwarves,
Danny Gans of the dwarves, sounds like a really bad Kevin Costner movie.
From the makers of Dances with Wolves comes Danny Gans of the dwarves.
It's a cross country movie.
It's kind of a killer soundtrack though.
Yeah. Wait, no, but why wouldn't they not only not want you on the show because that's awesome?
Yeah.
But if you have the impressions that you have.
Here's the thing.
Because like you would do your Michael Caine, and would it have to be little Michael Caine?
Give me a little Michael Caine.
Would you like to hear a Michael Caine? Because right now you're talking in front of that candle. That candle is about the size of a tangerine.
It's good. That's real.
That's pretty good.
Strong,
right?
Michael Caine.
About the size of a tangerine.
It's Jason Statham. You gotta have to come back because you're an amazing guest. Dude.
Thanks, guys.
Stories on stories. You roll with it. It's been a long time coming.
Really
fucking like you. Yeah, you're good.
What you do is a tangerine.
Yeah, I mean, my Michael Caine would be.
That's really good. Well, that's really good.
I've acted with Tobey Maguire and also Sandra Bullock. But
that's so good.
Bruce Wayne, my favorite type of Wayne is Wayne and Garth.
That's great. Dude, look at you guys. I don't do impressions. You fucking guys do impressions.
No, man.
I saw Michael Caine talk about acting, and he goes, "What you do is you look at her left eye when you're talking to her.
Yeah.
And you don't look at the right eye. You look at the left eye because it's camera left." And I'm like, what?
I know,
mind
dude.
Mind blowing,
right?
Right.
And then you watch a guy like Orlando Bloom, and he's like, "Well, when I act, I just walk out there and I go, I'm the Bloom.
I'm the Bloom."
Everyone's like, what the fuck?
Is that a new ad campaign for the Outback Steakhouse Bloom and Onion?
Yeah.
You know what, though?
I'm the Bloom.
Orlando comes out of Orlando's hair. Comes out of his head.
It's like he's just saying, I'm the Bloom.
I'm the Bloom.
It couldn't be weirder than those Jeff Bridges commercials.
What is that? The sleeping ones?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
But you know what, though? Even if Orlando Bloom was on...
You don't have to get it. It's Jeff Bridges.
Yeah, I know. Even if Orlando Bloom was on Inside the Actor's Studio and he was like, I just walk out and go, I'm the Bloom. James Lipton is so good at like making them look incredible. He'd go, that sounds like an amazing process.
Right. Everybody just fucking blows their
and
heads
in the class would just go, yes, be the Bloom. Be the Bloom.
Be the Bloom t-shirts are selling out nationwide after
he
that.
He just autographs everything with Be the Bloom.
Fruit of the Bloom. I'd probably make those shirts.
Oh, shit. Now you're
with, guess
crazy.
What? With those fruit. Dude, why haven't they crossed?
Bloomy Pebbles.
All right, Bloomy
Pebbles. No, come on.
Well, yeah, Bloomy Pebbles.
Okay, sorry. That was Fruit of the Bloom. My fault.
Indiana Jones, Temple of the Bloom.
I love, by the way.
I quit the podcast. Like, this is the first podcast I ever quit.
He's fucking
don't shit. Punch that teacher. I love how quickly I got excited for my Fruit of the Bloom.
Yeah, mine
and how
sucked.
Quickly I shot down Bloomy Pebbles.
I'm like, what?
It's like, goes, I was like, oh, no, Fruit of the Bloom, way better.
Bloomy Pebbles is hilarious.
I don't know why I just turned Adam into Jim Rome right there.
I wasn't even on board with yours.
Yeah.
Fun.
All right, so we do a thing called Celebrity Serenades, okay, where when we have great impressionists on, we have them hit on a girl at a bar as that celebrity, and we just improvise a little scene.
Sure.
And
Nick Kroll did it as Sly Stallone. Jeff Richards did it as David Letterman and Dustin Hoffman. Justin Rubble did it, I think, as
I think it's Stewie.
As Stewie,
So we've had a lot of really cool impressions.
Jonathan Kite did it as Jeff Bridges.
Yeah,
did he really?
Yeah,
it was pretty great. So
Jeff Bridges.
I mean, you can do anyone that's in your repertoire.
Yeah, you can do anybody.
I
can do. You want to do Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do that. Maybe a Wahlberg Gosling combo.
Okay.
Somebody can come in. But wait. So here. So we set this up. This is great. By the way, too, I need to say this because. Brady is one of the funniest dudes on planet Earth.
Oh, thanks, man.
But you've so graciously been a part of some sketches for me.
Great. Jay Leno tit.
The Jay Leno burp fart PSA. You moved
my tit up and down. I remember I came from watching Sunday football over at Adam's place. I'm drunk.
I'm dressed as Jay Leno.
You're dressed as Jay Leno. I go,
take your shirt off. I'm going to bounce your tit up and down a little bit.
It's like, all right, okay. Let me go back to the bar. What'd you guys do? I don't know. Adam was in fucking Jay Leno gear. I'm just trying to watch the Bears game.
I think I'm going to move to Austin in 3 years.
Yeah.
But Brady, these videos called Girl Talk, where basically Brady plays my boyfriend in sketches where I'm just being the girl character that I have created, whoever she is, based on several people I know. Mm-hmm. And it's maybe my favorite thing that I do because, A, I love playing that character, and I think a lot of people respond to it, girls and boys.
It's probably, hands down, probably one of your best.
I think so, man.
Yeah.
And you are incredible as the boyfriend because you're so straight. You're the perfect straight man. You have to have the Spade to the Farley, man.
Sure.
And I'm so ridiculous. I think we do a good job of keeping it grounded.
Right.
But, dude, like...
Much as you can keep it grounded when he's wearing a wig and has a 5 o'clock shadow.
But yes, but I right. feel like my girl
has makeup on.
Fuck you guys. I feel like it's a believable character.
I quit.
Anyway, look it up. Just type in guy watches football and NCAA tournament with annoying girlfriend. I think that's where you can.
I've seen them. They're awesome.
Thank you.
I love watching.
Yeah, they're funny.
I'd like to make that show on TV, but my representation or my parents go, you're going to be a girl? And I'll let you decide if that was the parrot or my mom.
It's like bosom buddies.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You're going to be a girl.
So here we go. This is Mark Wahlberg picking up. Brad will be the bartender. I'll be the girl. And
I'm picking you up.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hold on. Let me get a little.
I don't know. It's just so crazy because, like, Kelly always comes over, but she doesn't bring tampons for it.
Excuse me, miss?
Oh, yeah.
This gentleman over here would love to buy you a drink.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Is it really? Oh my God, Mark! You're the Wahlberg. You're from the Wahlburgers.
Yeah, I have my own show. How are you?
I'm great. I'm so great, actually. I'm really great now. Like what?
Shh.
Oh. Okay.
I love your hair.
Oh, thanks.
It's great. Do you do something different with your hair? Like, do you do some? I mean, I don't want to come off creepy or nothing, but like, you've got really great hair.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. Can I kiss you?
My hair?
Shut up.
Oh, what?
Shut your fucking mouth.
Jesus. I gotta be honest. I'm torn with how aggressive you are. I like it, but I don't. But I love it.
You just look like one of those girls. You know what I'm saying? You look like one of those girls that you just want to kiss, like right away. You know what I mean?
Are you like? Why you had a breath? A breath? A minute.
I'm always out of breath.
Jesus. Are you?
What do you say we get out of here, huh?
Yeah.
What do you say we get out of here, Donnie?
You should get out of here and find an inhaler or something.
What are you talking? What are you talking about? Find an inhaler.
Who's your buddy, by the way?
This is Donnie.
No. Wait a minute. I get a twofer?
This is Donnie. Hey, what's up? It's Donnie. Come on over to Wahlburgers.
That is a great show. I will watch that. If you guys are going to go watch Wahlburgers, I'll for sure come right now.
Of course it's a great show. It's number one on Bravo, okay?
Oh, great. You're back. I was just starting to get to know the other Wahlburger.
What's up, Donnie?
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yo, just hanging out with me and Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, so cool. Yeah, she's like my favorite actress of all time.
What do you mean you like Jenny?
Oh, God, it's you again.
Sorry, I just wonder if you want another drink.
Jesus, of course I do. I'm a girl.
Okay, hold on a sec.
Excuse me, bartender?
Yes.
When he comes back, can you make sure that you put the roofie in his drink?
Oh, okay. Yes, sure.
I'm trying to bag me a Wahlberg tonight.
Okay, I mean, I don't know.
Shut the fuck up. He's back.
It's kind of illegal, but okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
So I called the car.
Yeah.
I called the car. It's on its way, okay?
Oh.
I had to use a payphone.
Jesus. Was it in Detroit? Why are you out of breath? We're in Burbank.
Mr. Wahlberg, I have a drink right here for you.
Oh, yeah. Take a sip of it.
So thirsty. So thirsty. Very parched.
Yeah. Well, you just ran a fucking marathon in your fucking Doc Martens and your fucking Don Varvatos shoes.
Well, I'm in character for Transformers 5.
What the fuck? They're making another one?
I'm so dizzy.
Isn't that that movie with Michael Caine?
Hey, what's that you say? You said that I was in Transformers 5? No. Might I say that the only franchise that I was ever in was Batman. I played Alfred, and I only did that because
How long is this segment, huh?
Listen. We just start bringing in random celebrities, Mark Wahlberg, and maybe if you were a classically trained actor, you could roll with the fucking punches.
Why don't you talk to my buddy Ryan Gosling? Oh, hey, what's up? I don't even know what's going on right now.
Oh, my God. I'm such a big fan of the fucking... What are you
man,
in?
Man was the Notebook.
The Notebook. Oh, my God. I was going to say the pamphlet.
Way to roll with the punches, I guess, huh?
Aren't you in the pamphlet?
You're really good at this. Is your favorite thing to do, huh?
Oh, my God. You and Sylvester the Cat were in the pamphlet.
I thought you were going to say Sylvester Stallone. He's actually one of my really good friends.
Oh, my God. Is he really? Do you know who's one of my really good friends? Chrissy.
I don't think I know Chrissy. Have I met her before?
Hey, no, you haven't, but you're going to meet her when I come back from taking a shit. See ya!
And scene. Yeah.
Hey.
Show! That's the show!
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schleichinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.